Well, Angie Metcalf shares her expertise with us once again, and today we continue with our series on weaning and transition calves. This is the second of a three-part series, and Angie, let's start out with what I think is a pretty good question that really needs to be asked, and that is, how many calves can someone put into their transition group?
Well, you know, a lot of that kind of is determined on how that baby calf is raised. A single calf locked, you know, a calf locked in a single hutch would probably do better in small groups of no more or four or five, maybe six. Calves in those single pens where you can pull out a divider in a barn, you know, and they get comfortable in groups of two or three or four can go to a larger group of maybe eight. A good, healthy growing animal can handle a lot of things, and they may do just fine in a group of 12. Problem is you may not notice if you have some weaker or slower calves in there. They may not be as efficient at gaining, and they may need just, you know, a little bit more attention.
And that's the key word is attention, and I would just assume that generally if you have a smaller pen, lower population, you're able to give more attention. So how can a farm make these smaller pens and then still be labor efficient?
Well, you know, if, let's say, super hutches make sense to your farm, set them up right. You know, make sure you have good draining ground, have water access, have them easy to move, you know, and clean with equipment so you don't have to do it by hand. Maybe if the small pens work better in a barn, make sure you can determine how many calves are going to go into that pen, and then how many of these, if you can take two or three of these smaller pens and put them in one larger pen later on in 2 or 3 weeks. Work these moves with vaccination schedules and things like that, and just try to make it simple for your farm.
Now, obviously, during this transition for the calves, we are changing feed as well. What's the best way to incorporate those feed changes?
Well, you know, most times we need to move these young baby calves out of the hutches to make room for others. So a lot of times this means there's really no time to switch feeds there and do it right. So I'd say wait a good couple of weeks after you move to switch them to a grower mix. And that, you know, the recommendations are around 11 or 12 weeks. So this gives calves time to get used to surroundings, get that pecking order thing out of the way, and, you know, and then you can mix feeds together a little bit for that first, four, five, 6 days to get the calves transitioned over.
Good insightful information. That is Angie Metcalf. And do you have a tip of the day for us?
Well, the immune system, you know, in a weaned calf is really pretty weak. The more it's bombarded with, the higher chance it's going to get sick. Make sure vaccinations are up to date. Everything's plentiful. Feed is set for that calf. And just watch these calves. They're still babies. You know, they're just because they're weaned, they're not on their own. So keep a close eye on them.
Now, Angie, what are we going to cover during the third part of our series?
Well, you know, I'm just going to kind of look at some outside forces that affect these calves, things maybe that not directly related to just calf pens and sizes and water and feed, some other things that are going to affect how these transition calves will do.
So join us next week for the final part of our series. Otherwise, if you want to contact Angie, call Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
Yeah, it's heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and there's some articles and tips on there on calves. There's also some things on there for other parts of your farm, so go ahead and check it out.
That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.